Since I started for the kingdom, since my life he controls, since I give my heart to Jesus, the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows.
Like heaven, my heart first brother before.
Since I started for the kingdom, since my life in control, since I gave my heart to Jesus, the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. The more that I love him, more love he bestows. Seems like heaven, my heart overflows. The longer I serve him, grows.
Let's sing that chorus again. Praise God.
The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. The more that I love him, more love he bestows. He stands like heaven, my heart overflows. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows.
Praise God. Let's bow our heads tonight. Praise God. If you have a need, just lift your hand up before the Lord this evening. Praise God. God bless each one tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for the words we've been singing. Lord, that's our hearts tonight. The longer we serve you, the sweeter you grow. Lord, you're sweeter than the honey on the rock. We love you because you first loved us and you gave yourself for us, a ransom for many tonight. Lord Jesus, we come to meet you afresh. We're asking that the Holy Ghost will be in our midst tonight. We welcome the Holy Spirit into this room and we pray that every spirit will be subject to the Holy Spirit. And Lord, it's already been prayed for the needs for Sister Eileen, for Brother George tonight. Lord, we ask you for a miracle for Eileen and Lord, for George, that you'll turn him around. Lord, that you'll awaken him and you'll smite the enemy over him in the name of Jesus. And Father, for every hand that's raised in this room, Lord, that you'll meet every single need in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, I do take the Holy Ghost right now. And I thank you for the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We're turning tonight to Mark chapter 16. And the Lord bless each one. And it's you'll have to forgive me. But I really enjoyed that wee song. It's good to have with us. We want to our sister to feel welcome, Sister Nisha Jenkins. She's moved over here to Northern Ireland. Her and her parents used to go to Brother Charlie's. And you're very welcome, sister. I want you to feel welcome. And may the Lord bless you. Praise God. Let's read Mark 16, verse 17, 18. I want to continue from this morning. And we know these scriptures, we know them well, but I want to talk about God's plan for healing our bodies again. And God is real. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Shall they cast out devils? They will speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. You may be seated. Praise God. We know that healing for our bodies from God comes to us through hearing and believing the Word of God. As we hear and we believe the Word of God, we can receive healing, and through allowing God's Spirit to move in our bodies, to fill our bodies. The Holy Spirit. But we also know that God offers healing and deliverance to others in His name. So as we hear the Word of God, as the Spirit of God moves, and as we have faith, we can be healed. You could hear the Word and nobody touch you and you could be healed. The Spirit of God could move in you in this service. The Spirit of God could move in you at your work, at the sink, in your car. And God could touch you there. But all you have to do is have faith. You need to welcome the Holy Spirit. You need to welcome the presence of the Lord. And as we sing and we're praising the Lord, two main ways. There's two main ways here in which this can be done. We know through the Word of God, I mentioned then, there's also the laying on of the hands of the sick and praying for them. And we can do it in Mark 16. We can also do James, where the elders of the church anoint with oil in the name of the Lord. And if we act in faith in this way, God can move. And God can confirm His word with signs, with miracles, with healing and deliverance. Now I believe there's three means of healing that I want to speak about briefly tonight. God's word, God's spirit, and faith. I've already mentioned them. Now, what does God send to deliver us? Psalms 107 verse 20 says, He sent His word. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. God sends His word. I want to tell you tonight, the word of God is so important. It's, how many believes it's more important than anything? When William Branham preached, William Branham never took one of his own sermons, ever, and lifted it up and said, this is the absolute. He never did that. He lifted the Bible, and he said, this book is the absolute, God's word. And you know, God wants us to come back to the word. We're to come back to the word. And Jesus Christ was that word made flesh. John 1 verse 1. You can be healed by the word. So you have to hear the word. It's so important to hear the word. When many people get sick and things happen, the first thing they do, they stop listening to the word, they stop reading the word, they stop hearing the word. That's the devil. You know, it was so good. We have so much at our disposal today. By our phones, we can hear the word of God. We can do it from our phones. We can go in our phone, we can hear the word of God. We can go in, we can listen. A messenger sent from God, preaching on faith, deliverance. And we can have our faith built up by hearing the word of God. It's so much to our disposal. And even if we can't read so well, we can hear the word of God. And faith cometh by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. It's important to hear the word of God. There's two things which God brings to His people. Proverbs 4, 20 and 22. Two things which I want to mention. Attend to my words. My son, Proverbs 4, 20 to 22, my son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. For their life unto those that find them, and health to their flesh. God's word is life to us, and it is health to our flesh. When we receive Jesus Christ and we're born again, we receive His life. It's not our life, it's His life. It's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. We receive his life in us. That's eternal. That's eternal life. We can never die. This flesh can go to the grave, that's fine. But that soul lives on. But not only is God saying this, but here's the two things. Life and healthier flesh. Through God's word. When you incline to God's words, to God's sayings. How many know the world has so many sayings? I hear a lot of them. And even Christians pick them up and they say things that the world says. Good luck. Why not say God bless you? I would rather say God bless you. It's good luck. I don't believe in good luck. I don't believe in luck. I believe my footsteps are ordained by the Lord. Because my Bible says the footsteps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. It's not luck. My Bible says, if I acknowledge the Lord in all my ways, he will direct my paths. My Bible says the sons of God are led by the Holy Ghost. That's the Bible. So it's not good luck. It's predestination. It's God, before the beginning of time, set out my path. And if I follow the Lord and commit my ways to him, that's the path I'll walk in. I told you this morning, when God spoke to me, the devil was telling me to kill myself. God spoke to me and he said, I love you. Then when God spoke to me again in my front bedroom in my mother's house, that's the room that Philip sleeps in now, I had a tremendous time in that room. I want you to know that. I led Rock to the Lord in that room. Philip came to the Lord in that room. I had some tremendous times in that front room. And he came to me one night in that room. Isaiah 1:18 and down to verse 19. If you be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. God wants to bless you. God wants to prosper you. And all you have to do is believe it. Life and health to all your flesh. That's what God wants to give. Now, if God's Spirit dwells in us, what will it do for our mortal bodies? Romans 8:11 tells us. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the Spirit that dwelleth in you. He will quicken your mortal body. That means he will make you alive. Now you know before you were saved, you were dead. Ephesians chapter 2 says we were dead in trespasses and sins. But you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Now I know that God knew us and God foreordained us, but we had to come to the place of acceptance, of believing and repentance. And then we took his name in water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. And we believed in our heart and we confessed with our mouth, Romans 10:9, and we were saved. Quicken your mortal body. What does God want to manifest in our mortal bodies? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 10 and 11. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. The life. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal bodies. So God wants his life to be in us. His life in us. Now you think of that tonight, but God's life's in you, and God's life's in me, and you come against death, you've got life. You know that life will conquer death on every occasion. I want you to know that. How many believes that? It's like a light in this room. If you darken this room tonight and put every light in this room out, and there's lots of lights, but if you only lit one candle, you will still have light in this room. And I tell you, God's life's in us. What did Jesus look for in those who came to him for healing? And Matthew 9:28-29 tells us. And when he was come into the house, the blind man came to him. And Jesus saith unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, yea, Lord, we believe it. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. How many times when you listened to prayer line and people came before William Branham, and sometimes he would say, now that's according to your faith. Sometimes he stops them and he says, now you remember, that's according to your faith. And you hear people though they weren't healed, but they were told it's according to their faith. And we need to have faith in what God's saying. We need to believe what God's saying. Mark 2 verse 5. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. In Mark 9 verse 23, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. God wants us to believe him. Luke 8 verse 50. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. Fear not. How many times in the Bible do we see that reference? Fear not, only believe. That was a theme song. Only believe. God's prophet said the angel likes that song. Only believe. Isn't that right? Only believe. We should sing that song more. Only believe. All things are possible. Now, when you say all things are possible, that means anything's possible. You just need faith. You say, but brother, I don't have any faith. And I'll tell you, that's a lie. Because I can take you over to Romans and show you that every single one of us is given a measure of faith. So you've got faith. You have faith. But you need to work your faith. What do you mean? You need to exercise your faith. Exercise your faith. Believe. How did Peter explain the healing of the lame man? In Acts 3:16. When he was asked, how did he explain it? He explained it when he said, and his name, through faith in his name, have made this man strong. That's how Peter explained it. He said it was through faith in the name of Jesus Christ that this man's made strong. Whom ye see and know, yea, the faith which is by him have given him this perfect soundness in the presence of your absolute perfect healing through faith in Jesus' name. There's power in that name. Faith in the name of Jesus Christ healed him. I'll tell you what, that man didn't think he was going to arrive up at the meeting house that morning dancing. Because he hadn't been able to get up for years till it. But that particular morning he danced up to the front door. Because God healed him. And the Bible says he leapt and he danced. Isn't that wonderful? Let me tell you this, and I know most of you know this, and you heard my dad tell it, and I've told it, but I'm going to tell it again anyhow. And my dad went across to England, it's a long time ago, because he was a young fella. And Mor Sorella was preaching. And my dad stayed in a place where my dad stayed. My father had the sermon books of Brother Branham in the late 60s, early 70s. I found them under my bed when I was about 14 years old. But he'd been reading one of the books, one of the sermons of Brother Branham, and in one of them sermons was the case for the young man was squashed and all his bones broke. And his mother took a prayer cloth that God's servant prayed over, laid it on him, and every bone came back together, and he was healed. So this fellow, there was one fellow there at these meetings playing the accordion. He was playing the accordion and they were telling testimonies at them meetings. And my dad told the testimony what he'd read in one of the messages. And the young fellow playing the accordion says, I'm the man that was healed. Then Marsala comes out, and Marsala comes to England, and that's when the Beatles were big. The Beatles. Now, my opinion of the Beatles is they never could have sung. That's my honest opinion of them, like crow scraping. I didn't think they were good singers. That's just me. Now, if you once liked the Beatles, God bless you. You know. But anyhow, Marsala said the Beatles are running about telling everybody God's dead. But he said God's not dead. And my dad and them knew this man that was there, and he had a boot built up because he had one leg shorter than the other leg because he'd had an accident. And his boot was built up, and he had a high boot on one side and a normal boot on the other side so that he could walk straight because his leg was shorter on one side. And Marsala called him to the front, and he put his feet out on the chair and took his boots off. And he prayed a simple prayer over him, and he said, "The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in the name of Jesus Christ." And my dad says, "You think somebody threw him out of the chair? Power of God hit him." And he popped out of the chair and he ran all round the building, completely healed. Now, my father was in that meeting, and I'll tell you who else was in that meeting. Lynn Jacobs, Victor Jacobs' wife. She was in the meeting. And she remembers my dad back then. I didn't even know that. But she was in that meeting. And she seen it. And my dad seen it. And that man was healed. The power of God is real. It's real. Marsala one time prayed for a man that had needed a kidney, and God healed him. And there's another person with the same condition in another country watched the film off it, and they grew a kidney and they were healed. That's what God's able to do. You say that was Marsala? That's right. Well, I'll tell you, when I was in Wales preaching for Brother Roger Caudray, the Holy Spirit told me there's a man in this meeting and I'm going to heal his shoulder right now. So I said, "There's a man in this service and God's going to heal his shoulder right now. I want you to put your arm up, the arm that you couldn't put up." And there's a big fella at the front, put his arm up. He's over 6 feet tall. And he put his arm up, and God healed him. And I'll tell you about that or not, about 2 or 3 weeks later, they had me back. And God healed his daughter when he got back as well. And then I went to Norway after that, and I was telling the testimony in Norway of the man that had the shoulder healed. And there was a blonde-haired woman that had been everywhere to get, you know them fellas that work at you. I can't, you know the name of them. I've been to them my own self. They crack you and bang you and all sorts of stuff, and then you can't hardly move for a day after. Physio. She'd been all over. And was coming out of the service, and she began to cry, and she said, "Brother, when you testified of that man's shoulder being healed, God healed mine." God healed her as well. But you see, you know, and I'm not saying I'm a prophet when I make this statement. That's not what I'm saying. But a prophet's no honor in his own country. You could have something with you and you don't realize it. But somebody else could know it. And I tell you, you have the weapon the night you need, the Word of God. And if you have faith in God's Word, God can do it. God can do it. The devil doesn't want any of you fellas to go and lay hands on nobody. He wants you to think that you can't do that. He wants you to think that you need some big name to do it. But we've read from Mark 16, and Mark 16 says, "These signs shall follow them that believe." And this is a thing that's left the true church, is to lay hands on. And they can be healed. What did Paul perceive in the cripple of Lystra, which enabled him to be healed? In Acts 14, verse 8 to 10. "And there sat a certain man of Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, 'Stand upright on thy feet.' And he leaped and he walked." So he heard the word of God, and the servant of God perceived he had faith, and he was healed. The cripple had faith to be healed. How does faith come to us? Romans 10, verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. Faith does not come with somebody on the phone telling you all the negative stuff that you don't need to hear. And you could go to visit somebody and all they talk's pure rubbish for about 2 hours. And you can't pray for them, you can't read a verse to them, because all you get is yum, 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 yum for about 2 hours solid. God can't move like that. I'm sorry, it won't work. They need to have respect to the word of God, and whoever's coming there to pray, they need to have respect. And you need to be able to read the word of God, and you need to be able to pray, and sometimes we need to keep quiet so that we can hear what's been said. But too often, you go to people and they're telling you, they're preaching to you, but you're going to preach or pray for them. I know there's a fella rings me. I don't answer him now when he rings me. My wife can tell you. He'll ring and talk to you all night and start to tell you about different scriptures and different this and different that. But he's a whole lot of things he needs to get sorted out before he preaches to anybody. But he's going to be on there preaching. And how many have we tonight on Facebook? And they're preaching to everybody and they don't even come to church. They're not really serving the Lord, but they're going to preach to everybody. Isn't that the truth? Now I believe, I call Facebook to me is like the good and the evil. How many knows what I mean by it? There's the good and there's the evil. How many agrees with my name? But we need faith to hear the word of God. We need to listen into God's word. We need to pay attention to the word of God. We need to have ears to hear what the Spirit's saying. We need to be listening in. How does faith come to us? By hearing the word of God. Now the authority committed to believers. I want to look at that for a moment. And I won't hold you long tonight, but there is authority committed to believers. Now there's two kinds of power which Christ gave his disciples. Matthew 10 verse 1. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, and heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Power against unclean spirits, power to heal all manner of sickness, all manner of disease. And sometimes some people need devils cast out before you go any further. Now I'll tell you a real interesting thing, and I don't say I understand it because I don't understand it all. But you ever hear from William Branham said, the devil's a right to stay. If that person's unconfessed sin, the devil's a right to stay. And sometimes people don't want rid of the wee devil. They want the devil. Now I don't know why that is, but that's the key, that's how it is sometimes. They want it. But if they really confess their sins and want rid of it, it can go. But they were given power against unclean spirits and power against all diseases, that they could pray for them and be healed. Now there's four things Christ commanded his disciples to do in verse 8 of Matthew chapter 10. Let's look what it is. Four things. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. I don't know if anybody over the holidays watched that Ben-Hur movie. How many's ever saw that? It's a real good movie, Ben-Hur. I don't know. I'm not saying all of it's 100% right. It's probably not, but it's good enough anyhow. It's better than most other stuff what's on. But you know, the thing that amazed me was how Ben-Hur's sister and his mother was cured of the leprosy. They were healed. Boy, I cried when I seen that. And I'm telling you the truth. Because I thought of the Lord Jesus, how he claimed healed people from leprosy. And you think today leprosy is still in the world today, and parts of the world today, and Jesus Christ healed people of leprosy. And everybody had to go away from them, and they had to keep clear of them. And they weren't allowed to go near them because of leprosy. And I know spiritually we're away from the Lord, and it's a type of sin and all that. And I believe that, and it's good to preach that, but I'm talking about real leprosy. I want you to think of that tonight. I'll tell you, you might think I'd do this and that. Well, I don't believe that for a minute. Nobody, I'm not easily bluffed. Because COVID proved all that. COVID proved. Everybody run about with their faces covered. Proved it. So don't talk about going near leprosy. I'll tell you, to run 1,000 miles from it, you'd need to have faith. You'd need to know where you're walking with God. If you were going to step into a leprosy colony, and I'd never tell nobody to do it unless God sent him. Because you'd be in big trouble. But I'll tell you, Jesus could do it. And when they came to Jesus, he made them whole. That's the power he had. And here Jesus Christ says to his disciples, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers. Jesus gave these disciples power to cleanse lepers. Do we really believe tonight Hebrews 13 and 8? We quote Hebrews 13 and 8 so much, but do we really believe it? Cleansing these lepers is part of it if we believe it. God can do it. I know men of God that seen lepers cleansed. I believe God can still do it. Do you know why? Because he's never changed. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. When the disciples failed to heal the epileptic, there was two reasons Jesus gave why they couldn't do it. If you look at Matthew 17, verse 20 to 21, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. So I'll tell you what, there is times when we need to pray and fast. How many has heard the name Roletta Villanetta? You ever heard that name? Well, you go on and you look up Lester Cimarron and you put in the name Roletta Villanetta, and you will know that they could do nothing with that young woman. Her mother trying to give her a gift that she had, which was a witchcraft gift or something that wasn't right. And a giant and a dwarf appeared to her. And she told people and they thought she was mental. And they put her in a cage. And the priest went in the cage with her. A priest. And they held her hands and she said, they're biting me. And he said, well, they're not biting you, I'm holding your hands. And she said, they're coming now. And she says, they've just bit me. And he says, where? And she said, on the back of my hands. And he said, they couldn't have done, because my hands is on your hands. And he took his hands away, and she was bitten. And the priest went grey overnight and dropped dead with a heart attack. Now, this is not a story. This is real. You can go and research all this, and you can find it. Chick Publications used to have it in one of their little leaflets. Probably could still get it from Chick. They were great things, weren't the Chick Publication. Anything that was good, the devil wants rid of it. But anything that's rubbish, he'll promote it. But we need the real stuff. I tell you, Lester Cimarron went out to pray for that young woman. And they had her in a mental place. When he went to see her, he knew he's going to have to fast and pray. And he backed to his hotel room and he fasted and prayed. I'm not sure how long he fasted and prayed for, but he fasted and prayed. And he went back and God delivered her. God set her free. The president of that country built an institution for Lester Cimarron to help people over in that country. You can look at all that. It's all there. They were seen. It's not hidden. God's done so many wonderful things. Jesus says, because of your unbelief, Mark 9, verse 29, and he said, unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. So you'll have to be praying and fasting, or it won't happen. Because of the unbelief, and through prayer and fasting. Now, there's two things that Jesus said a person who believed in him would be able to do. So you've seen the things you can't do and why you can't do it. Unbelief. And you might have to fast. But here's two things you can do when you believe. John 14, verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. The works that I do, greater works. And we know William Branham said that means more. Because it cannot be greater. More. Now you say, Brother, how could it be more? Because you could have somebody in the way in the corner of Africa preaching tonight. You could have somebody in Australia preaching tonight. Somebody somewhere, it's all over. This thing has spread. How many knows it's spread? God's got men everywhere and women everywhere. God's working tonight. There's people getting saved right now. There's people getting healed right now. We're blinkered. We can get in a wee small group and we think that God's just moving us. That's pure nonsense. God's moving all over the world. Don't you ever think God's not moving? They'll be like the disciples. And they were chosen and all, yes. But they come on other disciples that they didn't know about. And they were doing the same things they were doing. And they were going to stop them, and Jesus said, you better not. These boys are casting out devils and healing the sick. You better leave them alone. In other words, I have other disciples you fellas don't know about. That's basically what he was telling them. And God's got people all over, so you need to be careful. Amen. And isn't it great that God's got people all over? There's one thing believers can do for the sick people in the name of Jesus. And it's in our first reading tonight. Mark 16, 17, 18. These signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. I'll speak with you tongues. We heard tongues this morning, didn't we? A lot of people don't want tongues no more, but thank God for tongues. They shall take up serpents and drink any deadly thing. It shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick. And they shall recover. It doesn't say might. Or maybe it says they shall. Believers can lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. What will happen to the sick people when you lay your hands on them? They'll recover. That's what the Bible says. What should a sick Christian do? Get himself some tablets. Call all the physicians. I don't read that. I'm sorry. Now, I'm not mocking. And I appreciate all the nurses and all the doctors. And I've been to them many times myself. But the Bible doesn't say that. I'm going to tell you what the Bible says. John 5, verse 14. Is any sick among you? Let them call for the elders of the church. And let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. That's what we're to do. But many times we don't do that first. We tell everybody all about it. And then we have the day an awful lot of what I call hypochondriacs. If they sneeze, they're dying. That's the truth. If they have a sneeze at all, it's near over. They'll not reach tomorrow. Bless your heart, any of us can get a cold. If it's a windy night tonight and if you go out there the night and don't dress right, you get the cold, and that's not God's fault, and it's not the devil's either, it's your own fault. If you had to put a coat and a hat on, and it can happen any of us. I've had it. It's happened to me. You know, Wigglesworth didn't pray for people sometimes. I'm serious. He refused to pray for them because he says they've done it their own selves. It's nothing to do with the devil. He said you can't blame the devil for something you've done yourself. But God gives us wisdom, doesn't he? You know, if we're going to do certain things, we prepare for it. But when we're sick, we need to call the elders of the church. There's a lot of things I could say in that, but I'm not going to get myself in trouble. But it's how many knows what I'm saying is the truth? Now, I'm guilty of it my own self. I told you about tablets I took. And I never even went to the doctor for them. A friend gave me them. And when I looked up online what they were, They were for people suffering depression or whatever, and they did all sorts of stuff for you. And boy, they definitely worked on me. But I had to get rid of them and get Jesus. Amen? No, I believe in medicine, and I believe all healing's from the Lord. I believe that. And you know, there's so many medicines we have today. Well, isn't it great we have it? Penicillin. Fantastic, isn't it? Still, even the death, fantastic. And now here's one. You think of this. Think of this tonight. You know, the angel came to William Branham and he said, not even cancer will stand before your prayers. Isn't that right? And that same man says, I pray every day for a cure for cancer. What do you think of that? Not tremendous. He says, I pray every day for a cure for cancer. And yet the angel told him that. So we believe in things that can help us. And I'm a real believer myself. And I can't explain this what I'm going to say to you. But I believe in the earth. There's probably seeds and healings for every single thing. But we maybe don't know where it all is. But I believe it's there somewhere. I really believe that. And there's so many natural cures for things. But the devil doesn't want you to get any of that. Sure he doesn't. But when all else, when that all fails, we've got the Lord. And he can do it anyhow. Let him call the elders of the church. What two things should the elders do for the sick? In verse 14 of James 5. Pray over them, anointing with oil in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know the oil represents the Holy Spirit. And what two things will the Lord do for them? In verse 15, he'll raise them up. And if they've committed sins, they'll be forgiven. And I tell you, you know, when I want to say this, you know, in our past life, every one of us has a past life. And I know when we give our testimonies, we go back and mention things. But you know, there's some things what we should never mention. Do you realize that? The Bible says that it is, we're not to speak of those things that are done in darkness. We're not to do it. And there's some things we're not to mention. And God can deliver us from some things in our past. And we don't ever need to get in the pulpit and tell nobody, because if Jesus has forgiven it and forgot it, nobody needs to know nothing about it. It's like a man sat me in an office and he wanted to more or less be a priest. And he wanted to find out every sin I had committed. And I said to him, I don't know any of them. And he says, what do you mean? I says, God's forgiven me every one of them. Your sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Why would I go back to my childhood to tell somebody that's as big a sinner as me, that can't cleanse me, that can do nothing for me whatsoever, and maybe they're not even saved? Why would I tell them all about my sins and my youth? I believe that's a sin to do that. How many agrees with me tonight? If the Lord's forgiven you your sins, you don't need to bring them up again. They're gone. The sins of thy youth will I remember no more. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Prayer and faith heals the sick. What two things did the disciples pray God would do in the name of Jesus? In Acts 4 verse 30, and I'm almost finished. By stretching forth thy hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. That's what they prayed. That's what we need to pray. We need to pray these same type of prayers. They prayed. How many believe? We want to be apostolic, don't we? We believe in it. That we're living in the hour of restoration, where we're restored back to the original apostolic. Then we need to pray like they prayed. Act like they acted. When the disciples went out and preached, what two things did the Lord do for them in Mark 16:20? And they went forth and preached word everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word. How? With signs following. That's how God done it. The Lord bless you tonight. You remember Mark 16, it's important. Read it, believe it. If your faith's getting low, read the word of God. Play it, read it. Put on a message. Listen to it. Listen to the word preached. Listen to the word read. Alexander Scorby, It's one of the best ones. I know there's a lot of ones today and the music playing in the background. I can't work with that. That doesn't do it for me. That puts me off. I just want Scorby or somebody like that that can read the Bible well and playing it over me. And you know, when I traveled through America and I was in America for 3 months, I used to read the Bible as we would drive along for hours. And I'd just keep reading the Bible. But I'll tell you, it did something, tell you. That Bible did something, tell you, and I'll tell you what. Young ones today, they have these earpods. Earpods is a brilliant thing for listening to the Word of God. But it's all pop music and all whatever stuff they listen. But I'll tell you, we can get plugged into heaven. Plugged into the Word of God. Plugged into the message. Hear the Word of God. Been read. Been taught. It'll build your faith up. Well, you were a bit low and somewhere it'll wake you up. It'll lift you up. Isn't that right? Let's start our feet tonight. Praise God. The brothers going to come and lead us in song before we're going. Let's just come tonight believing God. Let's just bow our heads again as we come to the end of the service tonight. And maybe somebody's listening in and they need God's touch. And I hope I've said something to encourage you. Hearing the Word of God. There's healing in the Word of God. Healing in the Word of God. And maybe somebody can't get to church. Maybe they're not able to get to church. I have a friend in Canada, Brother Bal Gampath. He listens to Brother Brian preaching all the time. And Bal's an older, I don't want to say old, but he is old. I stayed with him in Canada a few years ago. A few years ago. But he's such a nice brother, Brother Bal. Probably listens to some of our meetings as well, but he's in a wheelchair and he can't get out or anything, so he listens in. And maybe somebody could be listening in that you never dreamed of, that you never knew about, and the Lord could save them and touch them as they hear the Word of God. I remember when we were doing the online, and that there was a man in America, and he got COVID really bad, and his wife contacted me, and I prayed for him and God healed him. And I messaged her about 2 days after it and asked her how he was. And she said, how is he? He's out lying under his Jeep McKennigan on it. That's how he is. God healed him. I tell you, God's real. Let's believe God tonight. If you have a need in this service, you want to stand in for someone, lift your hand up just as a sign to the Lord. It's not to me, but to the Lord tonight. And we're going to pray again that God will move. In every situation, praise God. Heavenly Father, we just bow before you tonight in the name of thy lovely Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, forgive us for unbelief, Lord Jesus. So many times we tell the neighbor and tell everybody, well, we ought to go straight to you. Lord, you're our Father. You're our Father. And you love us and you give yourself for us. And Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray that you'll meet every single need for the hands raised tonight. That you'll bless, that you'll meet every need for those listening in tonight on the airwaves. That you'll heal people and touch people as they hear the Word of God. May they be whole in Jesus' precious name. Lord, for those standing in for a loved one tonight, move on the loved ones, I pray, and save them and heal them and deliver them. All of us have someone tonight. Lord, we need you to work on them and deliver them. Save our children, Lord, I pray. Cover them with your precious blood. We claim every one of them under that token. In the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Father, pray for all the nurses, all the doctors. Bless them, Lord. Strengthen them. Pray for your own people, Israel, tonight. And you watch over them and attack them from the enemy. Bless the remainder of the service and the song leader and all the musicians. And every brother and every sister, bless them tonight. And keep us as the apple of your eye. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. God bless each one. And don't forget, we're back on Thursday evening at 7:30, the Lord willing, and the Lord is willing. God bless you.
Amen. Let's sing a hymn or maybe a chorus before we leave. More about Jesus would I know, more of his love to others show. Time just before we close the night, Matthew, he makes all things beautiful in his time.